Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm here with Jaden. We'd like to bring you guys the latest AI news and tools that you can use to make money in your side hustle. Today we're talking about Induced AI. They just raised over $2 million. Jaden, tell us about it. Why is it so exciting?
Yeah, so this is interesting. And something I'll tell you is, like, we won't typically bring you guys like a bunch of tools and products that are unlaunched. This one is unlaunched. But after we saw this, we were like, oh my gosh, we have to tell you guys about this because I think had so many implications for what is happening in the AI space. Like Jamie said, they just raised $2.3 million in funding, and they are backed at some very big names, including Sam Altman, who is the CEO of OpenAI. So obviously a very serious company, but let me tell you essentially what this is. So Induced AI, on their website, they say you can launch an army of virtual agents, but pretty much what it is, you upload your processes or your how you get something done, right? So you do screenshots, you have text, you tell it exactly how you do a specific process, and it will open up a browser and do that process. Now, there's a couple interesting things about this. Number one, I think this essentially replaces virtual assistants because I have like 3 virtual assistants right now, and they do a bunch of different tasks. So I guess it doesn't replace all of them because, you know, some of them are like doing video editing for me and other stuff, right? But like virtual assistants that are doing basic tasks like, you know, uploading my podcast, adding a title, adding a description, scheduling it, putting the ad placements in. Like I have a virtual assistant that like does that, for example. That whole process I could completely automate with this tool by essentially just taking screenshots of step by step what I do for that process. You know, go to ChatGPT and do this, go to this website and grab this thing, like go to this website, download the file, go to this website, upload the file, check my scheduler on this calendar, right? Like all of that, you just take screenshots, you tell it the websites, you get it the logins, and it will run through and do the whole thing for you. Now, this is, I don't know, Jamie, have you seen anything like this? Like, I don't know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought as a bona fide hustler is that a lot of these, I see a lot of Facebook ads recently for people teaching you how to set up chatbots for businesses. I think it's kind of like the next step you know, that whole, you know, social media marketing agency. If you're trying to do social media marketing for companies, you have the chatbot set up. This is like to a whole nother level because you can now include that in your package that you're selling the business. Hey, I'm going to, you know, respond to all your YouTube comments for you or respond to all your Facebook questions. And you can all automate that with this program. So I think from a small business like marketing professional standpoint, this is going to enable you to offer a lot more to your customers. So,
yeah, 100%. So this actually reminds me of something funny that I used to do, man, like let's say like 7 years ago, there was these like, it was like click automation websites or like, I don't know. Anyways, pretty much what it would do is it was like a software you put on your computer, you click to record, and then whatever you did with your mouse, it would like save that and then it could just repeat the process. And so pretty much when I had to post like a million comments or upload like a million things or like create like 100 accounts on like a piece of software, I would literally automate the clicks to like sign up for an account. And then I would just run this thing on loop and it would be on my computer and look like my computer was possessed because it was just like running like this process over and over again and creating like hundreds of these things, but literally just following my mouse where it clicked. And the problem was if anything got like slightly off or like a pop-up came, then it clicked on the pop-up instead. And then it just like messed up like the whole process, you know, like, so it's kind of funny. It was like, there's no intelligence to this thing. It was just following my clicks on the screen. Anyways, this is the complete, like, this is a times a thousand level where you have an automated process that you're tired of doing. Maybe you don't want to hire a VA or maybe, you know, you don't want to hire anyone. This is, I think, amazing. So there's 4 main things that the software does that I think are interesting. Number one, anti-bot detection. Jamie, why do you think this is? Tell people why you think this is such a big game changer that they have this thing built straight in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of what you went back to, like the recording of a process. You don't want it to be detected as a bot or as a, you know, a computer. So especially even when it comes to the YouTube comment example, you don't want to get your account shut down. So to have it actually manually perform the process for you is actually really big, you know, compared to the old style of doing things. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I imagine, like, let's say I wanted to, like, automate, like, commenting on Twitter. Okay, so here's this crazy marketing arbitrage I discovered this week that I'll just share for everyone and you know, like, as it relates to this. Okay, so there's a newspaper called the Epoch Times. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's, like, this independent newspaper. I've actually been noticing, like, all these, like, wild, like degenerate growth hack marketing strategies that they employ. But, like, if you look on the App Store, in, like, the top charts, they're, like, consistently one of the top apps. And I'm like, how are they, like, beating out, like, CNN sometimes and, like, some of these other ones? Like, it's, like, this small, like, it's, like, this, yeah, I don't know, like, independent newspaper. Anyways, it's, like, so random, but I keep seeing it places. It's kind of like, I guess, when you see, like, a Honda, when you buy, like, a Honda Odyssey, and then every car on the road, you start noticing every Honda Odyssey, and you're like, there's so many of them, right? Same thing. So, I saw it once, now I just see it all over the place. So this is a marketing strategy that they do that I think you could automate with a tool like this or anything else. But like I was scrolling through Twitter or X the other day, and every time I click on like a viral tweet, the comment section below it, there's like a few like top comments, right? So the tweet might have like 50,000 likes. The top comments got like 3,000 likes or 20,000 likes, 10,000 likes. On the top comments, there's an account from the Epoch Times that posts, and all they post is like viral videos that that sometimes have nothing to do with the original thing, but sometimes they're just like I know they have a bot that essentially scrapes, but like looks at what is said and then just comes up with like a meme that uses the same keywords because it's like the person in the response is like, oh my gosh, my dog would love this toy or something. And then like the Epoch Times posts like a video of like a dog doing something. So like it got like the keyword dog. And it's funny because like you scroll through them and like the Epoch Times, it's not like random. They're like viral videos. So it's like the dog does something crazy or something funny. It's still like interesting. And the Epoch Times is getting like 1,000 likes on these things. But I know it's just a bot that they have like going in there and automatically posting like there's no comment. It's just like they post like a viral video. So I go over to their account and they have like 60,000 followers on their account. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and the account is like officially associated. It has like the official associated with the Epoch Times badge. But the name of it is like the Epoch Times Animal Lovers, and it's like 60,000. I'm like, hey, that's weird. So I was going on looking at another thing the other day, and there was like a different Epoch Times, like the Epoch Times like lifestyle, and like it was doing the same thing. So they obviously are running like this whole system. Now, I don't know what they use for it. I like literally need to get in contact with them because it's like, it's crazy. It's genius. Like each of the accounts links over to like a section on their newspaper for that. Anyways, well, I could use a tool like this to completely automate that and get past all bot detection.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, someone may not see that as valuable, but when you're creating that engagement, especially with the memes, like that's going to draw a lot more people to your channel and get it seen. And then rather than having to pay like a virtual assistant to go searching for all these memes, you know, that'll do it instantly for you. That's interesting. Yeah. I haven't heard of the meme one before. I have heard of like hate comments, purposeful hate comments. So like if it's like someone posts a picture of their dog for like a dog toy and they say that's an ugly dog, you know, or something like that, and then they'll have a bunch of people just defending them, you know. The meme one is an interesting tactic as well.
The meme one's interesting because I feel like I'm like less upset. Like the hate one, yeah, I get it, but it feels like you're needy and you're going for attention and you're not really having net positive. The meme one, like I'm scrolling through and I'm like, oh, these are like funny videos. I'm like, why am I like, anyways. So this is what's interesting though with the whole thing is there's like a second level to it. And that is that there's someone that has automated a comment now on all of these same threads. And the comment is, I'm so sick and tired of seeing unrelated memes in the comment section. And that's like now getting the top one. But I know he's also automated that comment and he just automatically puts that on everyone too. Makes me so bad. I haven't gotten into like any Twitter bot comment automation, like anything. I haven't even looked at it, but like I see the alpha there. So I might have to give you guys a follow up once I'm, you know, a Twitter king automatically commenting on millions. Anyway, I bring this all up. these are some crazy, interesting marketing strategies. Whatever your side hustle is, there is always, like, if you stay on the cutting edge of AI, you're going to find, like, the best tools to 10x whatever you're doing. It looks like the one that I would say, you can go get on their waitlist. I would go do that, induced.ai, go get on their waitlist. Because when this thing launches, like, you will have a competitive edge over all of your competitors on whatever your side hustle is, and you'll be able to save a ton of money by automating your processes. So I don't know, Jamie, any final thoughts on this one?
Totally, yeah. I mean, I was trying to brainstorm outside of social media, and right now it's tax time. It's starting to be tax season, prepping for, figuring out how much you owe. And I just think of all my bank statements I have to go through month by month and kind of add up, you know, my income and expenses. I could see a tool like this being really helpful to even searching for specific charges, you know, throughout the year and adding it all up for you. I feel like that could be a huge time saver as well, if you took, you know, just a few minutes to teach it. So pretty cool stuff.
Yep, 100%. I guess the three other things that this does that I think, like, play into exactly what you're saying, they do authentication. So you pretty much, you share your accounts with it and it can use all your accounts. It does reasoning. So it can, like, logically, you tell it to do something and it can, like, it's not just clicking. It's actually thinking and able to, like, logically reason on how to do something. And the fourth thing it can do is integrations. So you can integrate it with any software that you use, like into databases, into, like, tables and all sorts of crazy stuff. You can connect it to the LinkedIn API, become, you know, not just famous on Twitter, but I guess LinkedIn too now. In any case, there's like a ton of crazy stuff you can do with it. So I like your tax example, Jamie. That's a good one. You know, responding to all your YouTube comments, I'm sure is a hassle when you have, you know, over 100,000 followers. Gotta be wear heavy on you. So it looks like this might take over for you soon. But thank you so much to everyone for tuning into the AI Hustle podcast. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts. And we will see you next time.
See ya.